Let's do the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. We're up to in chapter 178. The heading is Eze Devarim Kruim Hefsek Besuda. Which items will be called as an interruption in the meal? And you got nine subsections, which means like this. When you make a bracha on something, that doesn't mean you can continuously eat on the account of that bracha. So let's say you're having a candy, right? And you say a shahakol. Just because you had one in the morning, then you're going to sit all day. The thing is like this. When you leave the place where you made the bracha, they didn't consider people eating all day on the go. You know, in a car is different. You're sitting in the car. But when you're making a bracha in one place, and then you get up from that place to move to another place, and you continue eating in the other place, you'd have to make a new bracha. Even you didn't make it the after bracha, you didn't make the after bracha, even if you had a mind, you'll see. So we'll learn all the details about it. We'll also learn, it makes a difference which kind of item you're eating. For now, for the purposes, let's talk about a shahakol, and then we'll see about some of the other items as well. So the first thing is, it says in subsection 1, Aleph, you were eating in one room. You take the food in your hand. Then you go to another room to eat over there. So now you're sitting down to eat over there. He says, you need to make again a bracha. The fact that you got up from your place, people don't know that. You know, you can't go and just continuously eat in another place. We'll see when you could, if it's in the same house, next door, you can see the place. We'll see in a minute. Shekivon, the reason is, Shekivon she'omad v'holach l'mokem achar. Since you got up and you went elsewhere, amidosi zu higmar achilosi. This getting up is considered you completed your eating, because you're not eating here anymore. Once you get up, you are no longer eating. Vizu, and now that you're eating achila acheresi, it's a different eating, it's a new eating. Ut uno brocha bitchila, it requires a blessing in the beginning. You have to make a new blessing when you eat over there. Now, this applies even af apishal yisich daita ben time, even though you have not removed your mind from it. You're eating the whole time, you didn't do anything else, you're still focused on the eating. That gives you even a more of a thing. Even you went to the next room and then you return back to where you started and you're going to continue to eat. You got to make another bracha. Again, because the first time when you get up and you left, you completed. That's it. That's that meal. Now you're starting over again. You come back to the place, you got to make a new bracha. Since you changed your place in the meantime, that's called an interruption in your food, and you're going to have to make another bracha, whether you're eating over there or even if you came back. That applies from one room to the other room. But what if you're in one large room and you start in one corner, and then you want to go to another corner? That is not called a change of place. It's not called that you've gotten up and left your place. No, it's still in the same room. That would apply even if it's a large palace, it's a huge room, it's a big ballroom, it doesn't matter. As long as you're in the same room, it's not considered leaving your place. And therefore, eating there would not require you to make a bracha.
But where your bench makes a difference.
Wait a minute. Bench, we'll see in a minute. We'll see in a minute. These people that when you get up to another place, technically, if we're talking about a shahakol, we'll see, like we're discussing now, you can make the after bracha wherever you are.
Okay.
So, if, let's say, you did go to the other place and you did make a bracha over there because you changed your place, you would still make only one after bracha. Because the after bracha, you don't have to go back Shahakol, the Bara Nefoshet Rabot, you don't have to go back to the place where you ate to make the after bracha. It's different by bread and other things, so don't get confused. But Bar Shahakol, for example, a Bara Nefoshot that you make, you could make it wherever. So in this case, if you went to another place, you would make another bracha for opening bracha, it's a new meal, but the after bracha, you can make one for both of them. You would not have to make it. Now, there is going to be a very fine distinction. Within one house, if you have in mind in the beginning, when you make the bracha, that I want to eat here, but I'm going to finish over there, in the other room. So before, if you didn't have in mind, you'd have to make a new bracha. But as long as if they're part of the same house, going from room to room, if you had in mind when you made the bracha, I'm going to eat in the next room, then you would not need to make another bracha. If in the beginning when you made the bracha in this room, you had in mind to change your place from one room to the other room in the middle of your meal, middle of the eating, even if you're going to eat in the other room, not the same food, but it's the same bracha. So you're eating one food over here, and you're eating another food over there, but they share the same bracha. Whose blessing is the first one? Ein tzarich lachzer ulevarech. Then you don't have to make, go ahead, a bracha. That's a leniency since they're both in the same house. However, so that's what he says. The condition is, v'hu shiyu shnei chador mibayis echad. Both of these rooms needs to be in the one house. Avol mibayis lebayis, but going from one house to the other house, and that would apply not only from house to house, even going from the house to the courtyard. Afilu mibayis lechotzer, going from the house to the courtyard. Ein daitoy ma'elas klum. The fact that you had in mind to change your spot does not help you. Would still have to make a new bracha for changing the room. So again, if you didn't have in mind, even going from room to room, you'd have to make a bracha. If you had in mind, then it would help you from in this two rooms in the same house. But from room to the other, from house to the other house, or even from the house to the yard, doesn't help. And that would apply, afilo neit lamaychel biyodek shoheilich, even if you're taking along the food with you when you're going. V'chayzer v'oichloi, b'loi esach v'adam, let them die. And then you go back to your place where you started, and you never took off your mind of it in the meantime. The whole time you were with the food, you were middle of your meal the whole time. The fact that you walked outside requires a new bracha. Having in mind to go there doesn't help. If you left, it doesn't help. You'd have to make a new bracha. However, there is also one more, actually there's two more leniency, but here there's one more leniency that he mentions over here, would be if you can visually see the place where you made the bracha. So even though it's in a different room, or it's in a courtyard, but sometimes there's a window in the courtyard that you can see your original place, even if you don't see the whole place. If in the new place that you're eating now, you are able to see the original place that you ate over there, afilu derech chalon, even if it's by means of a window, v'afilu miktzas mekoymei, even if you can only see part of the place. Now, I'm not sure exactly, does it mean part of the room? Maybe you can see a section of the room, not actually that part of the place. That was, the whole room is called Mekoymai, I believe, that you can see part of the room. Ein tzorich lachzer levorich afilu mebayis lechotzer. Then you don't have to even make another bracha, even from the house to the courtyard. If you walk from the house to the courtyard, which is in a total outside of your heart, And even if you didn't have in mind at all, which means if you can see the place, then it's okay. And even if it's a different food, but it's still the same bracha, im hoya bedaitoi lechel kshebedach. If it's a different food, you had to have in mind when you made the bracha, you're going to eat another food. Because otherwise, you would anyways have to make a bracha if you didn't have in mind. Like we said, if you got it a surprise food, then your first bracha didn't go. But you had in mind to eat it. Kemoshi is Bayer Vesimereish Vav, as we'll explain in this subsection, in chapter 206, and in Sif Tes over there. If you had it in mind, you don't have to make a bracha, but in this case, that you can see the place, then you're okay. So basically, seeing the place where you ate is equal to being in that room. So that means if you see the place you eat, you don't have to make a bracha. Now, it's the question that I have is, but in order to get to that place, you have to go out to the other room. So let's say you get to the courtyard, you have to go through another room that you don't see the place that you ate. Then you go outside, now you can see it. So if you eat there, but before we said, let's say you didn't have in mind, remember, just by getting up and going to a place, even if you come back, you'd have to make a new bracha because you left your place. But here you left your place to a place now that you can see. I'm just wondering, if you come back, would you have to make a bracha? Or we're only saying, only if you're sitting out there right now and you're seeing your place. So now we say, okay, this is considered to be one place. I'm going to assume that if the place that you're going to is a place that you can see that whole walk that you took to that place, perhaps is not considered an interruption either, because that unites this whole, maybe even the walk also. I don't know that for a fact. But we'll go further. Subsection 2. There is another way when we don't consider you're leaving the place. Let's say a bunch of people are eating together at the table. Even if everybody shall leave, but if there's one person still there, it's not considered finished. It's still considered... Then, even though you got up, we don't consider it that you finished your meal because you left somebody behind and you're still part of your meal and you would not have to make a bracha. Let's see. Siv Beis. V'kol ze biyachid. This would apply to an individual, what we said before, who's eating all by himself and he left. Or b'bnei chabura v'okru kulam. Or even if they're eating in a group, but they all left. They all got up to leave. Mimokim lemokim, from place to place, so then it would apply to a group, just like to an individual. But if they leave some back in their earlier place, even they leave only one, even if just leave one, and everybody else left, even everybody go to another home, and even if it's not close to this house, so, you know, it's a far house, so when they go back, not when they eat over there, but when they come back to the place, they don't have to make another bracha when they eat here, as if they never uprooted because their people left behind. Bintayim. Kivon shenicha mikzis chavedeim. Since they left some of their friends back here, nishara kiviyosum kan veinzakira. So then they still remained set over here, and it's not considered that they uprooted, and therefore they would not have to make another bracha if they come back. But that's only if they're coming back to the spot where they started, where they left the other people. Abalim reitzim lechem b'makom shaholchu. But if they want to go eat in the place that they went over there, and it's not in the same, it's not mecheda lecheda, didn't have a kavon, in a place where it doesn't help, understood. Tzrichim levorach, they need to make a bracha, vein moyil mashenichu mikzitz chavarei mecheder zeh, lemashiyach mecheder achar. It doesn't help the fact that they left some of their group, some of their friends who are remained behind in this room, to that which they're going to eat in the next room. So in the next room, you know, you would have to make a bracha if you didn't have in mind, like we said before. This is the scenario that he mentions over here. So if you didn't have in mind, from one room to the other room, if you had in mind, you wouldn't have to make a bracha. But we're talking about you didn't have in mind, but you left some people behind over here. And then you go to the other room. If you want to eat there, you're going to have to make a bracha. If you come back, you don't have to make a bracha because it's not considered to be uprooted.
What if those who left behind are no longer there when you return? Does that matter?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I'm assuming that the only reason why we consider it is because somebody left behind. If there is nobody left behind, doesn't matter if they left altogether or they left earlier. As long as when they come back, there's nobody left behind, that group is gone and the meal has been, that eating has been finished, you'd have to make a new bracha, even though that you come back to the place that you started. Siv Gimel, do one more Siv over here. He says, now we're going to come into a very important distinction over here, where this applies, because you do know that we do sometimes, when you want to wash and eat bread in one house, when you have in mind that you're going to finish the meal in another house, let's say you want to wash in the shul for Kiddush. So you're going to wash in the Kiddush, and you're going to make motzi over here, but you're not going to bench here because your family is waiting for you at home. You want to have another meal at home. Over there, you would not have to wash again if you had in mind. What is the major difference, the principle here? We'll see the differences between, I said a shahakol and a motzi. What about mizonos? What about fruits of Eretz Yisrael that you make the long bracha? We'll see that. We're going to discuss that. But here is the principle that you actually mentioned earlier too. Bread requires you to make the after bracha in the place where you made the first bracha. It's important, it's a meal, so you have to come back and make the bracha over there. That's when you eat bread. Make motzi, you have to make the bracha back where you eat it over there. Motzi, you have to come back. Therefore, getting up isn't considered yet the ending of this meal here. Why? Because I still gotta come back here. So, if it's a bracha that I don't have to go back to make it like a bar nefushos rabos, so when I get up, I say this is the end of the meal because I don't have to come back here to finish the meal, to finish the after bracha, and therefore this is if I go to a new place, I have to make an after bracha. But when we talk about those items which you have to come back to make the bracha, so it doesn't matter that I got up. It's not the end because I still have to come back here. You have to come back here to bench to make the after bracha. Let's look inside. Siv Gimel, subsection 3. All the above that we say that is considered to be an interruption in the other room is those items that you would not require to make the blessing after them in their place where you made the first blessing. You don't have to make the blessing. You can make the blessing wherever you want to. As for example, any food or drink whose after bracha is Baran Fashot Rabot. She'ain tzorich levorich bracha achreini b'mokim achila ishtia. You don't have to make the after bracha in the place that you ate or you drank. El rashoi lamed mimekoy mekoyim she'ivorich. You can get up from your place before making the after bracha. V'leilich l'mokim achringo elsewhere levorich sham. And you can make a bracha over there. Because of that, lifikoch amidosim mimekoyim leilich. So when you get up from your place to go, that's considered the end of your meal. And when you go back and you eat or you drink in another place, you come back to your place, we say it's a new meal. Why? Because there was nothing else binding you to this place after you got up, because you don't have to come back to this place. So if you do come back to this place or you go elsewhere, that's a new meal because you're gone. Once you got up, you're gone. You're done. Even though you hadn't made yet the after bracha on the first meal. Doesn't matter. Because why? Because You don't have to be here to make the bracha. So that doesn't, the after bracha cannot be taken into account that it holds you back. You haven't finished the meal. No, you finished the meal. But those items that require a blessing after them, that it should be in the space where you're going. For example, pas, bread. Or even cooked stuff, if they come from the five grains, in lakshin, things like that, amazonos, which you'd have to go back to the place to make the alamichya. Or even fruits of the seventh species, which you have to make mebrachem en gimel, you have to make ala eitz vapriya eitz, or even v'yayin, or wine, and wine you have to make ala gefen vapriya gefen. So because machroina hoyil v'mein gimel, since their after bracha is from the three benching brachas, mein gimel, bracha shabich samozen, that's considered important. You have to go back to the place where you ate or drank, just like in my birchas hamazon. That's why, like birchas hamazon. Lefikach, and therefore, when you're getting up to go to a different place, you're getting up is not considered the end of your meal, because you still got to go back to your place to make the after bracha. Lachain, and therefore, so therefore, even if you eat and drink, and even in another place, you're still part of your meal. You never left your meal. You still got to go back there. So you never left your meal. He's still completing his meal. And of course, when you get back to your place, you would not have to make a bracha beforehand, even if you left some of your people over there. If you didn't leave anybody there, you come back new. Your meal has not finished until you come back and you make your after bracha. Wherever you're eating in another place, you don't have to make a new bracha. V'hu she'achal kvar kezayis, provided that you ate the size of an olive. If you eat less than the size of an olive, then it's considered like those items that you don't have to make a bracha for them, and that would be an interruption, and you would have to make a bracha. One more sentence, but there's this disagree. So we're applying it now to everything besides bara nefashos. So we're saying, up to the first opinion says, if it's a bara nefashos, and you move to another place, you would have to make a new bracha, or even if you come back, because the meal has completed when you got up, because you don't have to come back for the bracha. Everything else, which includes ala eitz, ala gefen, ala eitz, al hamichya, anything that you have to make another bracha, since you have to get back, it's not the end of the meal, if you eat elsewhere, you don't have to make another bracha, because you still have to come back to make the after bracha in your space. But this is something which is a dispute, which means, do we actually say that you have to come back to your place by things that are not bread? Some opinions disagree with that. This is what he says. I'm sorry. Only mezonos requires, because of its importance. So I'm sorry. This will apply to bread and mezonos. But v'yesh emrim pas bilvat. So some say only mezonos, some say only bread, and not mezonos, only pas, and not mezonos. But some say not ala eitz, not ala gefen. So it says lechatchila yachmir. So lechatchila, he says a person be stringent b'chol hashiva seminin levarach b'mkaymei by all the seven species. To always make the bracha in the place, in other words, to come back to the place, to follow the opinion that you do have to go back to the place and make the bracha over there. V'chein b'di'evet, the same thing, after the fact, im shina mekoymoi, also if you change your place, you're in another place, so Consider it like you have to go back. You don't have to go make another bracha. Because you're not sure to make a bracha, don't make the bracha. So we will go by the first opinion that we said. But I guess to begin with, don't switch your place so you don't have to make even anything by fruits and other things. You know, all these things. Don't switch your place so that you won't have to make another bracha in the other place, for sure not. Otherwise, you're not going to make the bracha because you're going to go like the earlier opinion that you have to go back to your place, and therefore it wasn't a hefsek.